Hey folks, Josh here for another episode of the Business Weekly Vlog. Hope you had a good week. It is Sunday, March the 17th. I swear to God, the years go by quicker these days. We're already more than halfway through March. But anyways, we had a pretty good week. I don't know. I had a fun week. You know what was funny? I was thinking about this because usually what I do before I hit record is I spend, you know, a couple minutes thinking about the last week in business, what I want to talk about, some fun stories, whatever. And I went Thursday night to get my hair cut. And I'd never been to this barber shop before, kind of like this cute little like old school barber shop that's like right across the street from us, which it's, I don't know how I missed it for, you know, a couple of years now that we're living in our condo. But anyways, I sit down for a cut and there's this guy there. He's got to be before I kind of ruin the punchline of the story, is he must have been at least like 75 years old. I actually thought he looked younger. But then as we start talking and I ask him how long he's been working there, he said he'd been working there over 60 years. So the guy must be at least, 75? Still cutting hair, happy as can be. Anyways, we were talking about work and life and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that he said, or maybe one of the things I asked him was, what's the key to a good career? Because the guy had been working for the same company for over 60 years and seemed happy as can be and said he loves his job and blah, 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 right? And pretty much what he said was, which is great advice, is find something that you love to do. Because if, you know, if you love to do it, what did he say? He said, if you don't love to do it, when you wake up Monday morning, you're going to not be happy about it. And you want to be happy when you're waking up Monday morning. And I was actually thinking as well how I had like a pretty fun week, because I've spoken about this briefly in the past before, right? Usually every episode I talk about kind of like one thing or one theme, right? I'm talking about sales, or I'm talking about marketing, or I'm talking about product or whatever, right? But I had one of those weeks where I had a lot of hats on. I did a pretty good amount actually of work this week on product, because we're building a new tech product that requires a lot of immigration expertise. Still had a fair amount of demo calls, booking calls, training calls with, you know, prospective clients, new clients, had some partnership calls, had a talk with one of our advisors, had a dinner with one of our investors. So it was like one of those weeks where you get a little bit of a mix of everything. And I kind of like those weeks. I don't love doing like one full week of just sales or one full week of just product. I really like, and this is, you know, you could be very different, or maybe you're the same, or maybe you're nodding your head, where I love to wear multiple hats. And I had a week, especially this past week, was very multiple hat heavy. And so it was pretty fun, you know? I remember like finishing the day on Thursday, I think it was, and thinking like, that was a fun day. If every day is like that or close to like that, this will be a pretty good life, pretty good career, you know? So anyways, I don't know where you're at right now. Are you employed? Do you have a business? Do you not have a business? Is it new? Is it growing? Is it huge? Are you laughing at me like, who is this little peasant? You know, I'm a billionaire, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how many billionaires listen to this, but anyways. So anyways, it was a good week for me. Things continue to go quite well for us. We've had a really good 2 to 3 weeks, largely because, well, I think two reasons, and this will kind of segue me into a product talk, is number one, we launched our new AI about 2 weeks ago, and that in and of itself has garnered some pretty good attention. Rightfully so, because I think number one, we built a good, you know, really good chat bot. And number two is it's all the rage right now, right? It should be all the rage right now, but it is all the rage right now, right? So one thing I would definitely ask myself is, am I building AI into what I'm building? If you're not building with AI or infusing more AI into your workflows or looking for ways to operate more efficiently thanks to it, or building a side project related to AI, I think you're missing out, because I think it's going to change everything. I think it already is, but I think it's going to continue to change everything. So anyways, let's timestamp this, March 2024. I need to revisit it maybe in a year and see how accurate or not that statement was. But so number one, we've infused more AI into the product, which these days is usually a good thing, especially for marketing and, you know, all the hype that it's getting. But number two, I think our product has really kind of come into itself as becoming a great full solution. So what do I mean by that? We sell immigration software to Canadian immigration law firms. And when we first launched the platform over a year ago, we first launched it in like February of 2023. So probably 13, 14 months ago, it was a shadow of what it is right now. Just to give you a little bit of details without getting too much in the immigration weeds that you might not be interested in. So we automated the study permit application. Excuse me. So for law firms or agents or consultants who do a lot of study permits for students coming to Canada, we automated that process. Now, the automation was quite good, and we did start getting customers right away, but there were a lot of potential customers who were like, Josh, this is really cool, but we don't do that many study permits. We do more work permits, or we do more permanent residence, or we do more citizenship, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So what we've been doing frantically over the last, you know, 10 months, 10, 11, 12 months, is adding and automating more and more applications. And really, I think around February, so last month, when we launched Express Entry, which, again, I'll try not to nerd out too hard on immigration terms here, especially for my non-Canadian listeners. But hey, maybe if you're a non-Canadian listener and you're interested in moving to Canada, this could help. So anyways, Express Entry, kind of like the most popular permanent residence program in Canada for skilled workers. And once we added that in February, we kind of like almost closed the loop on a lot of the most popular applications. So now we've automated the study permit, the work permit, the visitor visa, the extensions of those applications, the LMIA, the Express Entry. We built a builder. So you can just go in and build your own applications, right? If we don't support one right now. So why am I saying this? Because it's finally become a full solution for these firms where they can log in and use Visto for pretty much any application that they want to do with their client. And that has had a huge effect on our conversion rate, on my sales calls, on the interest level of firms. And so anyways, those two things going live in February, coincidentally, combined to just really give our product a big bump in quality and value. And it's certainly been showing from the number of firms that are reaching out, that are booking demos, that are subscribing, that are, you know, showing up excited for our training and onboarding sessions. So it's been really good. Right now we're working on adding spousal sponsorship, which is kind of one of the last big applications that we want to add. It's also a pain in the ass. So that's been, you know, a lot of fun, not so much for me to, because anytime we go to add one of these new applications, we have to map out the forms. So all of the questions that they're asking. Right. And trust me, with some of these permanent residence applications, especially, they are asking a lot of questions. So we might have to map out 300, 400, 500 questions onto a custom form, a custom document checklist, which with logic on the back end, stuff like that. So anyways, we've gotten very good at that. It just takes time, and that's okay. So anyways, that's been really good. Marketing continues to go quite well for us. We have not been doing as much like cold outbound sales. We've been just focused really hard on marketing, pumping out content, providing value with content, posting interesting stuff on LinkedIn, on blogs, on podcasts, on my Substack, stuff like this. And it's done a pretty good job of garnering, it's certainly filling up my schedule every week. So can't complain there. I almost wonder, and maybe I'll go on a quick side tangent here about marketing. Like I think, especially with the when it was so popular to just go out and raise a ton of money, so many tech companies have just learned to use sales, which requires bodies, right? If you're going to go out and like, I think the playbook for most B2B SaaS is raise a bunch of money, hire engineers, hire salespeople, call as many people as you can, sell to as many people as you can, and that's kind of it, right? And I guess it makes sense. I mean, it exists for a reason because I guess it works, but it's also very human and capital intensive, right? So it doesn't work as well if you haven't raised money or if you're brand new or if you've only raised a little bit of money or if you're if you're building deep tech and you want to invest most of that money into product and engineering and not necessarily into hiring salespeople, we've had really good success with marketing, right? And for those who don't know, like cold outbound sales is basically like cold calling, cold emailing, stuff like that. And like I said, it's expensive. You got to hire people to do it, right? Although there is some AI I'm starting to see where you can like build AI outbound cold callers and stuff. It's nuts. But anyways, that's for a conversation for another time. What's really worked for us is building the business brand, becoming a thought leader, posting a lot of content. You know what I mean? And the benefit of marketing. So there's pros and cons to each, like everything, right? With sales, some of the cons are it's going to cost more. You have to hire people. You have to manage people. You have to hope they do a good job. And paying salaries is expensive. The pros is that it can work a lot faster, right? You get 5-10 sales guys in a room banging out the phones all day, and you're probably going to sell faster than the alternative. Well, one of the alternatives that I'm going to talk about is marketing, where you don't need as many people. It doesn't cost as much in terms of salary and anything in general, right? Because if you hire a salesperson, what do you need? Well, you got to get them a list of people to call. So you might have to subscribe to like Zoom Info or one of those super expensive sales platforms where you can get contact info and mass email and mass call people, right? You don't have to subscribe to those if you're just going to go the marketing route. So the downside for marketing is that it can be a slower build, right? Because let's say you're starting your business today, you're like, okay, I'm going to follow Josh's advice. I'm going to post on LinkedIn tomorrow. And your post gets 4 views and 1 like. And you're like, well, what the hell? Where's all my clients, right? That's not how marketing works. And that's not how you should use marketing. If you're trying to use marketing that way, then don't bother, right? Marketing is the slow grind, but you're building a much better base and I think going to do better in the long run. Why? Because with sales that I just talked about, if you don't make enough money or you can't raise that next round or you have to shed people, you're done, right? Your sales is really, your pipeline is only as good as the number of people you have in seats dialing numbers every day. With marketing, it's a slower build, but it's much more reliable and the leads are higher quality because I'm slowly over months and months, we're pouring out content and building trust and people are reading our stuff and watching our stuff and, you know, getting to know us. And then when they're ready, they're reaching out to us. Hey, Josh, been following you on LinkedIn for a few months. Really love your content. We just got super busy at the firm. I'd love to see your product. Can we book a call, right? Like I probably get 1 or 2 of those a week, which is pretty great because those are primed, motivated buyers as opposed to you call somebody on a cold call. What do you get? Oh, who's this? Right? So again, I'm not saying don't ever use cold calling. I'm not saying don't ever use outbound sales. It's obviously worked for people in the past, but I think it also worked mostly for people in the past when they could raise a lot of money, build these huge sales teams, and just throw bodies at a problem. Whereas maybe you're a solopreneur, maybe you're a coder and you're building a project and you don't want to pick up the phone, right? For whatever reason. Again, cold calling can still be very effective. Not saying you should not or should never cold call, but what I'm saying is that if you don't want to, or you don't have the money for it, or you don't have the resources, try marketing. Marketing can be extremely effective. You don't necessarily have to put your face out there. I would start with 1, a newsletter, and 2, some social media platform to drive traffic to that newsletter. But we're getting up to the 14-minute mark here, so I'm not going to go on a whole tangent about what to do. Maybe next week we'll talk about how to do some effective marketing. So anyways, geez, I've been ranting for 14 minutes. This is longer than average. So I'm going to wrap it there. Unless, send me your feedback. Do you like when I go on longer rants and maybe I need to dive a little bit deeper into some of these topics? You guys know me, right? I'm passionate about business. I could talk for an hour straight, no problem. But we all got, you know, work to do and stuff to see. So anyways, I'm going to wrap it there. In terms of books, which of course I always have to give you my update on, I recently finished Sam Walton's book, Made in America. It's great. I think I talked about it last week, so I'm not going to talk about it again, but it's a great book. If you like memoirs, biographies, autobiographies about entrepreneurs, which you know I do, It is a great book, and I recommend reading it. What I'm reading right now is a 50 Cent autobiography. Oh, crap. What's it called? I'll put the name in my Substack, because I don't remember off the top of my head, and it's in the other room. I'm not going to get up like a schlub, walk over there, come all the way back. Then I got to edit that out. You know what I mean. This is an 80-20 type podcast and vlog. So anyways, make sure you're subscribed on my Substack if you want to know the name of the book. 50, I didn't know this. He's written a few books. He's mentioned them in this book. I forget what it's called. Anyways, so far it's good. I'm probably about 65% of the way through it. It's a very easy read. He's got a pretty casual and easy to read writing style, which I like. And it's pretty good. It's surprising. It's better than I expected. And I'll go into more detail next week because I'll probably be finished it by then. I'm flying through it pretty fast. But it's pretty good. And he's given good advice and weaving in good stories, which I like, right? I love stories as part of that journey. So anyways, I'll let you know how it goes. Make sure you're subscribed to the Substack if you want to get the full name of the book. And because my Substack's pretty good. So whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on your favorite podcast platform, I will link to the Substack in the description. Thank you as always for tuning in and listening. Have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.